In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If there's one thought, one single word that comes to mind that cries out to me about today's gospel, it would have to be persistence. The widow was persistent. She must have had some faith that she would get what she needed eventually, or she would have stopped. The unjust judge in this story was her only recourse, was all she had. And persistence was her only tool. For us, we need to recognize that when all is said and done, our relationship with God is our only recourse, is all we have. And connection to God through prayer is our only tool. It's up to us to persistently pursue that connection. Persistence. Very similar to, in some ways, maybe it's the same as faithfulness. In the parable, Jesus is nudging us to emulate this widow in her persistent faith. He's holding her up as a model for our prayer. This is the confidence, the faith, the persistence, the hope we're to bring to our praying. We're being told to pray with a persistent and steadfast faith. To pray always. Now, when I was a kid, I heard this, pray always. I might have heard it in this gospel, but most likely I heard it from the nuns. And as a child, it concerned me, pray always, and I worried about the effect that might have on my life. It seemed like a tedious task. But pray always, persistently, faithfully. And whenever Jesus spoke of faith, it wasn't about doctrines or dogmas or the how-tos of worship. Jesus didn't know a right one or right two. Jesus spoke of faith as the trust we put in God's love for us and how willing we are to exhibit that faith in the love and service of others. Faith trusts no matter what. God can bring us to wholeness. It's trust in that. Real faith does not give up when things don't go our way or when prayers seem unanswered. Faith is characterized by trust in God and, as we see in the gospel reading today, even by persistence. Jesus does not seek in the telling of this parable to answer the great question about why prayers are not always answered. And maybe he was relieved nobody asked that. The focus is not on how God responds to our prayers, but on us, on our behavior. The message is about the disciples and our need to pray always and not to lose heart. And surely, many times our prayers do not seem to be answered. Other times, we simply don't recognize the answers to our prayers, like this story. So a woman is late for an appointment. It's an appointment that she's dreading, a commitment she wished she didn't make. She's desperately trying to find a taxi while simultaneously working her phone to summon an Uber. But there's just nothing available. Her anxiety about this appointment she dreads and her lateness is mounting. So she prays, God, please just send me a taxi. All I need is a taxi, please. Within a couple of seconds, she receives a text that her appointment is canceled. She again prays, never mind, God, all good. So yes, sometimes we don't recognize the answer to our prayers. And sometimes we don't realize that prayer is not bargaining. Prayer is not offering up our wish list. Prayer is connecting with God. God, who we need at our sides as we walk through life. We pray for peace, but our world remains addicted to violence. So do we give up on prayers for peace? Do we doubt the power of prayer? Or like the widowed woman, do we persist? Do we still hope? When we pray for peace, we're also giving over to God our fears and our need for the strength to live in a violent world, and our need to continue to have hope. We persist. Whenever I've been present at someone's death, whether it was as a hospital chaplain where I didn't even know the person or their family, whether for a friend or parishioner, or for someone close like a family member, I've seen this pray always, the persistence, the faith in action. Fervent prayers ascend for the one who is about to leave this life. And perhaps some are even praying for that not to happen. Jesus, save him. Until the person takes their last breath, we always do have some hope, right? But once the person dies, as those specific prayers for recovery are not answered, at least not in the temporal way we intended them, the prayers continue, and they morph into prayers of the faithful, the persistent. Yes, even now we pray. And prayer, whether to God for ourselves or for others, is, most importantly, making a connection. Persistent prayer is keeping that connection. Persistence, faithfulness. That phrase, pray always, can sound a little tedious, but it's not tedious. It's life-giving. Jesus taught us prayer, and he himself prayed. In the Garden of Gethsemane, at the time of his agony, as he contemplated all that was to come, a very human Jesus prayed to his Father in heaven, take this cup from me, make it go away. Don't make me have to go through this. I can relate to that prayer. But then he turns it over to his Father with, not my will but thine be done. And he continues to pray. He keeps at it. He's persistent. He continues to the end. Father, forgive them. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So we continue to have faith. Not faith that we'll get all the specifics of what we ask for, but more importantly, faith that we're not alone and that we have a source of strength, renewal, and recovery. That's why we pray. For strength, for renewal, for recovery, for renewed hope, for the connection with God. And sure, sometimes for a taxi. It occurs to me that pray always really means pray no matter what. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.